Ona. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, Squire Stimp, Grand Pap, and Ben Withers gathered in the Jot 'em Down store for a meeting. Listen.
Well, let's see now. Who's missing here? Who else was going to be at the meeting tonight, Lum?
Yeah, I believe we're all here except Ulysses S. Quincy and Uncle Henry Lunsford.
Yeah, I know Ulysses will be here, though. He had to do some chores around the place first. Had to do the milking before he could come over here.
The milking?
Yeah.
What's the matter with him? What's he doing women's work for?
Well, his woman's so scared on account of the mysterious voice that she won't go outdoors after sundown at all.
Yeah, don't much blame her.
Ulysses tried to bring the cow in the house so she could milk it in there and couldn't do it, so he finally just gave up and done the milking himself.
Well, I wouldn't come out tonight if you fellas hadn't come and got me. Somebody's got to walk home with me when the meeting's over, though.
Well, I'll do it, Grandpap, if somebody'll go with me.
I wonder why Uncle Henry ain't here yet. You'd think him being the town marshal, he'd be the first in here. You told him about the meeting, didn't you, Ben?
Yes, I told him. 7:30, I said. 7:30 sharp.
Did he say he'd be here?
Well, yes. He said he might be held up for a while on account of some work he had to do with that bloodhound he's got.
Oh, you mean he's trailing somebody?
He's trailing the hound.
Ah.
Seems that the dog got lost again.
Oh.
I don't know why he don't get shut of that hound. More trouble than it's worth. Granny. Well, evening, Ulysses.
Well, okay, Lum.
Got here all right, I see.
Well, man, it's okay.
Well, find yourself a seat. We're about ready to start here.
Well, okay.
Just set any place there, Ulysses.
Okay. This chair here okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, okay.
How are you feeling tonight, Ulysses?
Well, okay, Ben.
Well, let's see. Who else ain't here now? Wait a minute. There's our ring. Will you get it, Abner?
Oh, no, sir. I ain't going to answer that telephone. Not after dark.
Well, Abner, even if it is a voice, he can't do nothing to you over the phone.
He don't need to do nothing. All he's got to do is call you up, and the rest of it happens to you automatic.
Well, somebody's got to answer it. Ulysses, you're sitting close to the phone. You answer it.
Okay.
Well, you take it, Squire. You got a good telephone voice.
Maybe I'd better not, Lum. I want to save my voice as long as I have to conduct the meeting here tonight, you know.
Well, here, I'll answer it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You answer it, Ben. I'll vote for you this time.
Hello? No, this is Benjamin Franklin Withers. What is it, Uncle Henry?
Uh-oh. Sounds like trouble.
I see. Uh-huh. Yes. All right, fine. I'll tell him, Uncle Henry. Goodbye. That was Uncle Henry, Lunsford.
Yeah, we know. What happened?
Says he won't be able to make the meeting tonight because he's down sick in bed.
Well.
Says he's so weak he can't even sit up.
If he can't sit up, how can he get out of bed to use the telephone?
Yeah.
He ain't no sicker than I am. He's just scared to get out of doors after dark. That's his whole trouble. Fine town marshal we've got.
Yes, nice.
Worst part of it is we pay taxes for such as that. I can tell you one thing, I ain't going to vote for him when the election comes up, even if he is the only one running. Is that what you say, Ulysses?
Yeah, okay.
Just a lucky thing we hired Ben here for night watchman, or we wouldn't have no police protection at all.
Yes, I'll second that remark, Lum. Well, men, as long as Uncle Henry's not coming, I guess we might as well get the meeting started.
Yeah, we better.
Well, I think we'd better just dispense with all the formality and get right down to the heart of the subject that we're here for tonight.
Say, Squire, excuse me for interrupting, but before we get started, there's something I'd like to bring up. Just take a second.
Boy, yes, you go right ahead, Lum. You've got the floor. Go right ahead.
Well, I just want to say that if you fellas ain't bought any Easter seals yet, I think you ought to do it. I've been reading up on this, and you know, they do an awful lot of good with that money you send in. Goes to the National Society for Crippled Children. And they use it to take care of thousands of young'uns all over the country. Clinics and hospitals for them. Give them treatment that'll help them to learn how to walk again and to use their hands. Buy them wheelchairs and braces. Educate them. And learn them different trades so they can make their own way in life. Oh, they do just about everything for them. But that all takes an awful lot of money. And the main place they get it from is the sale of Easter seals. So I think we ought to buy all we can and pass the message on to everybody you see.
I'll amen that remark,
That's a mighty good suggestion, Mom. You couldn't put your money in a better place.
Yes, I'm sure we'll all attend to that right away. Did you have any more you wanted to say, Lum?
No, that's all.
No.
Just be sure we all do it. We better get on with the meeting now, Rick.
Yes, that's a very nice talk, Lum. Yes,
thank
I'm
you.
Glad you mentioned that. Well, men, the purpose of this meeting tonight is to sort of assemble what Ben.
Yeah.
Just a minute. Would you please wake up?
Quiet.
Wake up.
Now, come on, Ben. Listen. Now, men, as I say, the purpose of our meeting tonight is to assemble what information we've gotten so far on this mysterious voice, and then to see what our next step should be. Obviously, something has got to be done. And I think it might be a good idea to start off with the report of our new night watchman, Ben Withers.
How's that?
He's been working on this case for several nights now, and I imagine he's gathered a few facts and perhaps some clues.
Yeah.
Now, you go right ahead and give us your report, Ben.
Well, thank you, Squire. Well, I have always felt that the way to go about something like this is to do everything very systematic.
Good idea.
Well, that's what I've done. I've tried to keep a record of everything. I've been on this job for six nights, Thursday to Tuesday, inclusive. That does not include tonight. Thursday and Friday, nothing happened. But then on Saturday night, things were fairly slow. Not a whole lot happened. Sunday night, heavy patrolling. Lost my flashlight. Monday night, found flashlight. Tuesday night, things really started to pop.
Good.
Four phone calls came in over the wires. None of them from the voice. Call number one, Mrs. Redfield to Pastime Pool Hall regarding why wasn't Charlie home. Call number two, Pastime Pool Hall to Eugene Blevins regarding better break up the game, Mrs. Redfield looking for Charlie. Call number three, Charlie to Mrs. Redfield regarding sick friends. Call number four, Mrs. Redfield to Dr. Miller regarding not on Charlie's head. And I think that just about brings us up to date.
It sure does. At least on Charlie.
Yes, well, Ben, that was a very good report. Yeah, very thorough. But have you come to any conclusions about this mysterious voice? I mean, have you figured out anything for yourself on this?
Well, now, that's what I'm working on now. However, I'd rather not make any statements at this time.
Yes. Well, thank you for your fine report, Ben Withers.
Well, that's all right, ain't it?
Well, Ben, I'd say we still haven't a whole lot to go on. And it's high time that we got some definite action on this of some kind. The situation is growing steadily worse every day.
Granny, that's right. Everybody's getting so terror-struck they don't know where they're at no more, even.
I know where I'm at, and I wish I weren't here.
Business has fell off something wonderful every place. Folks are actually moving away from Pine Ridge. If we don't do something pretty quick, we ain't going to have no town left here.
Well, Lum, how can you fight a ghost?
Well, how do you know it is a ghost?
Well, it's bound to be. Who else can call you up and tell you that you're going to have a fire, and the next day lightning strikes your barn and burns it down? How about Cedric Weehunt getting in that car accident?
Mm.
What about yesterday? We went over there to disconnect the switchboard in the telephone office. No sooner had we did it, we seen that message rolled in the dust, telling us it weren't no use, that death is going to get us anyway. My doggies, me and it's got to be a ghost. That's what it's got to be.
Well, I'll admit all them things do seem pretty peculiar, but I still don't believe in ghosts. This is the work of a human man.
Yes, I think you're right on that point, Lum. And men, our job is to track that man down. Now, so far, we haven't got any definite clues. So, here's our next step. Practically everyone in this room has either had a call from the voice or has at least heard it. Now then, is there any peculiarity that any of you have noticed about the voice? Is there anything about it that you particularly remember?
Well, I recollect that it was the spookiest one voice I ever heard. Sounded like he was sort of whispering.
Yeah, that's it, okay.
Well, I noticed that it sounded kind of familiar, sort of.
Well, now, familiar in what way, Lum?
Well, I just don't rightly know. But seems like I've heard that voice before, Summers. Can't place it, though.
Yeah, it sounded sort of familiar to me, too, Lum.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I noticed that, too. But I don't know anybody around here that talks in a whispering voice that way.
Me neither.
Only fella I ever knowed around Pine Ridge that talked in a whisper was old Whispering Judd Vance.
The thing I noticed about... Wait a minute. Whispering Judd Vance. Oh, no, it couldn't be him. Strange, that's who it does sound like, though.
No, now, Lum, don't say that now.
Oh, no, not him. It can't be him. Well, you'll have to admit that's who it sounds like.
Oh, my goodness, this is terrible.
Well, if it is, I'll tell you one thing. I'm leaving Pine Ridge tomorrow. Or tonight.
By George, man, that voice does have the same quality as Judd's, all right. But, no, it couldn't be him, no.
Oh, just a minute here. Who is this fellow you're talking about?
Whispering Judd Vance. He was run out of Pine Ridge 7 years ago for stealing horses. And he swore right then and there he'd get even with everybody in this whole town.
Well, he sounds like our man.
He sure does.
Well, let's get on his trail. Where can you find him?
Well, that's just it. You can't.
Can't? Why not?
Whispering Judd Vance is dead.
Well, that eliminates Whispering Judd Vance. Or does it?